Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, we are up in this thing. Oh my goodness, this is the first episode of the Jason and Justin Show. I am Jason.
I am Justin.
And we thank you for being here today. This is episode number one, man, and we're going to be doing some really fun things. This is a podcast that features a father and son, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things and just give you generational perspectives, right?
Yep, that's the whole point. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different topics and basically seeing how our childhoods differed in many ways.
Along with some other stuff. We're going to have some interesting things like the Snapple fact of the day. I'll give you a bit of motivation of the day because I also moonlight as a motivational speaker for the past, 15 years now?
Man, I don't know.
It's been a long time.
I was like a baby.
Right. So it's all good, man. We're going to have some fun with this thing, man. But before we do that, I want to make sure that you find us on the internet, man, on the social media. What's your social media tag, JJ?
My social media tag on Instagram is Mr.JJ.Amari. You can follow me on Instagram. Please do that. Thank you.
You got a couple other ones, yeah.
I got Twitter. My Twitter is PoloBearJ. PoloBearJ.
Come on with the legacy.
It's the same with my Snapchat. You can have me on that too. And my TikTok. I got TikTok as well.
TikTok. What's your TikTok name?
My TikTok's PoloBearJ. It's the legacy, man. Listen,
it is a perfect. Oh, that
also,
is a perfect.
Also, if you want to add me on PlayStation 4, it is capital P-O-L-O, capital B-E-A-R, space, capital J.
It's the perfect. Yes. It's the perfect
it's
name.
It's the perfect name. I don't understand why people think that's weird. It's perfect.
Listen, man. You just can't get enough.
You can't get enough
of PoloBearJ. And that's a handle? That handle is one I created.
And like the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, like the PlayStation 2. Like, this is like a legacy handle that's going to stand a test
like
of time.
One memory I had of you in that PlayStation 2, I remember I was like real little and you were playing SOCOM. And I walked into your room and you were like, "You want to talk to the dudes on the game?" I was like, "Yeah." you give me this mic. And I just say hi. And I remember one dude was like, "Is this somebody's kid?"
Right, that's right. Hey, everybody. He's doing like...
Right.
So, yeah. So, for me, you can follow me on Instagram at incomparable.je.
Incomparable.
That's right. Incomparable. You know what I'm saying? We are one of one around right here. So, incomparable.je. You can also find me at Mr. Either Motivator, all one word. And you can find both of us also at going.global.book.
Yes, sir.
And
we
also
do have a book.
the.black.in.brand. The Black In Brand.
The Black In Brand? Hold on, buddy. Hold on, buddy. You got to run that back for me, though.
I
got to
run it back, the Black In Brand. Listen, man, you got to understand. We are not just a couple of guys on a podcast.
Right.
We do things around here. We're motivating the people. We're inspiring them and making it visual through apparel. Right. So we have t-shirts. Uh-huh. We got lapel pins. We got buttons. We got stickers. We do all these things so that people can share their blackness. You know what I'm saying? And
So
that's how we get down. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that all the time, and the blackness ain't going to stop. So.
Oh, no. It's never going to stop. Never.
Ever. So we thank you guys again for coming here. So let's start off by discussing, you know, just who we are.
Okay.
So, JJ, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Huh. Okay. Where to start? Let's see. Well, first, my name is Justin. I am the son of Jason here.
Yes.
I am 17 years old. I'm a senior in high school because I skipped 8th grade because you know, I'm smart like that.
Brain on a million.
Right. I love video games. I love anime. I am a night owl at heart.
Say what?
I am a night owl at heart. Yeah. Yes, this is true. I mean, I don't really know what else to say. As you've described of me,
yeah.
I am a light that shines in dark rooms.
That's true.
So I have a very outgoing personality.
Absolutely.
I love to help people as much as I can. I love to make people laugh, which is what I hope to do in this podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well said.
I'm going to give myself a round of applause.
Give yourself a round of applause, man. Absolutely. Let me help out with
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
let me
yeah,
help
yeah.
And give you a round of applause myself. Well, I am Jason Etheridge, and I am the father of Justin. And I am born and raised in East Atlanta, Georgia. Currently we reside in Metro Atlanta. We'll just say it like that so won't nobody be coming around here looking to see where
it's
we
true.
At.
It's true. It's true. We don't need that.
But I'm currently an academic advisor at North Carolina Central University. I'm a graduate of Alabama A&M University. I have my master's. I'm working on my doctorate at East Carolina University.
Say what?
Yeah, man. We out here trying to get it and expand this brain and this territory.
Yes, sir.
Because we are not trying to stay in the same place. We're trying to make this be able to do some things.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, what?
I think we forgot something.
What's that?
So, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we have a book called Going Global is because me and my dad actually lived in Dubai.
We lived in Dubai. We
lived in Dubai. Mm-hmm. He went there first.
Yes.
Because he got a job there in what,
2016.
Mm-hmm. 2016. And he went over there. I was in seventh grade at the time.
Yeah.
At Elka, Eagles Landing Christian Academy, for those who don't know. but I was at Elka, and I remember the day he came up to me and was like, I got the job in Dubai. And I was like, Dubai? What is that?
What is Dubai?
Never heard of that place before.
Yeah.
So we looked it up, and it just, it was beautiful. So that spring... Mm-hmm. Right? It was spring break.
The following spring in 2017.
He took us, he brought us over, and we spent a couple days with him, and it was great. Also, fun fact, they tried to make me do work while I was actually overseas. That wasn't happening. So, yeah. But, so then I came back, and that summer, they asked me, you know, do you want to move? At first, I was like, absolutely not. But, as I thought about it more, I was like, I'm probably never going to get this chance again. So you know what? Why not?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's not something that you can just turn down. I mean, it was a life-changing experience, I have to say, for everybody.
It
definitely changed my life.
Like, I want to go back.
Absolutely.
So bad. Like, absolutely. You don't understand. I have made some long-lasting relationships over there, like friendships with some people that I never thought I'd ever meet in my entire life.
That's right.
I made friends from Egypt, from France, from London, from Kuwait, from Oman, from Australia, Korea, Japan, China. Like, it's crazy, man. There are so many different countries in one place, and I thought U.S. was a melting pot.
Yeah.
Oh, nah. It's Dubai.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we lived there for 2 years.
2 years. Right. It was a total of three, if you count my one.
Right.
And then there two. But for 2 years for all of us, I came back in 2018. Mm-hmm. They got back in 2019.
Yeah, because I begged to go back.
It was time to come back.
Yeah.
And we wanted you to finish high school here. And
because it's understandable, got skipped. Because... although Dubai is a very nice place, the education is, I wouldn't say subpar, but compared to here, not the same.
Well said. Well said.
Let's just say a passing grade was a 60.
That's
all I need to say.
I don't think anything else needs to be said after that, bro. But yeah, we are back. And thanks to the pandemic, we're back in Atlanta together because once I got back, because I came back before them, I got the job in North Carolina Central, which is in Durham, North Carolina, while they were still overseas. And so we're trying to, you know, get things together where we could kind of, I don't know, if I can get another job in Atlanta or if my wife could get another job in Durham and we can just all be in North Carolina, but it did not work out. And so they were back here. She was working. I was still in Central. Then March 2020, pandemic hit. And yep. I've been here for pretty much a calendar year.
Yeah.
Because I came honestly, in March. Yeah, we're like 11 months.
Yeah, you haven't like really gone back for a long period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just ever since the pandemic hit and you came home that first time, you've still been here.
That's it. So yeah. I'll go up every now and then to do some things in the office that I, you know, just cannot do. But everything is remote. So
yeah,
it's all good, man. So that's who we are in a nutshell. We are two globally traveled brothers. Father and son, and we're here to, you know, just give some perspectives. And I've been ODing since the pandemic. I've been ODing on podcasts. You know this, because when we go to school and stuff, mm-hmm. I'm always listening to something. But when JJ, and this was JJ's idea to create this.
Yes, it was.
The boy.
We were heading back from practice.
From practice. I mean,
from soccer practice. Because I forgot to mention this. I do play soccer. I've been playing soccer for 14 years.
14, yep.
I did karate for...
5 years? No.
No, because I got my black belt when I was like 10.
Right. But you started when you was like 6 or 7, so it was
no,
like...
I started karate at the same time I started soccer.
Yeah, so like 5. So like 5 years.
No, like 4 or 3. 3 or 4.
5 to 10. You were 10 years old and you got your black belt, right?
Yeah, so it's like 6.
You like 6? Okay, so either 4 or 5 years.
No, 6 or 7 years.
Something like that. Great day in the morning.
Anyway,
say the go argue me down.
but so we were coming back from practice.
Yes,
and he was listening to the Questlove Supreme podcast, which is the podcast that he listens to.
Shout out to Questlove Supreme, man. Oh yeah, Questlove Supreme.
Yeah, they are really good.
I love that podcast. Yeah,
they're fun. But he was listening to that podcast, and I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to start a podcast for some time, and he immediately paused the podcast, looked at me, and was like, why haven't you said this sooner?
Exactly.
And within a week, we have gotten all the stuff ready to go, and now we're here. Also, big shout out, huge shout out to Bob Mackey
for
giving us a mic stand.
Yeah.
The drum pad that we're using right now currently.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. He even gave us a little keyboard for some sounds that we haven't used yet.
We'll plug it in and we'll figure some stuff out. But Bob Mackey, and he's going to be a guest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
He's already officially a friend of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's already here.
Also, shout outs to a couple of YouTube channels that helped my dad figure all this out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I forget their names. I didn't write them down, but we'll get to them. We'll get to them as we go. Because
he is definitely a graduate.
Because I'm doing tech support over here.
Yeah.
And I had to go to YouTube University to figure this whole thing out. So it's all good. All right. So that's who we are. And so let's get into a couple topics. You ready to do that?
Yeah, let's go.
Nope.
Let's do that.
Wrong one.
Let's get to a couple topics, man.
Oh, man.
And let's see. Topic number one.
Topic number one.
Band.
Oh, man.
You know, band is something that I hold close to my heart.
Yeah, that's all you, man.
And this is something that you came up with. This is a topic that you came up with.
Yes, it was.
So I want to hear what your thoughts are about band.
Okay, because I've had many different experiences just in the band in general. Like, I started out in fourth grade, because at my school we started band in fourth grade. I started out with a tuba. And, yeah.
Say what?
Yeah, I did. Even though my legacy is trumpet.
Exactly.
And my mom is a soprano.
Right.
And my sister played the violin,
mm-hmm.
All these high instruments. I chose the tuba because I don't even know. But I chose the tuba, and I played the tuba for about a good 2 weeks.
Right.
And my band teacher, Mr. Bagley, I love that man. He was great. Mr. Bagley, he was like, you're playing the tuba a bit high. Why don't you try the trumpet? And the trumpets that week
mm-hmm.
were learning a new high note. They were learning C. Mm-hmm. High C. Not high C, but like, you know, just the regular high C.
Middle C. Yeah.
And I went on the trumpet and played it perfectly. So after that, I've been playing trumpet 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th.
Yeah.
I didn't play it 8th and 9th. And I played it last year for my junior year. And I can't play it this year because I'm stuck in dual enrollment. But
you're not stuck in dual enrollment.
Okay, no, not stuck in dual enrollment because I'm taking dual enrollment.
Right.
Sorry, wrong word there. But I loved the band. I was in. You remember this? I was in this middle school band thing. I forgot the name of it, but it was like a bunch of schools from all across Georgia.
Yeah.
It was just a middle school band. It was huge band.
Like an honor band.
Yeah, it was an honor band. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the honor band in 7th grade, I believe.
Yeah.
6th or 7th grade. And I remember only one song, but I remember how much fun it was because everyone is there for the same reason. We all were in like our own little rooms. The trumpet had their own little room. No, it wasn't trumpets. It was brass. The brass had their own little rooms. The clarinets had their rooms. It was a lot of fun. And at the end, we sounded amazing.
Yep.
I think I got like second seat.
Yeah.
In that. I did really well. So it was great. I got my own little t-shirt. Yeah. I don't have the t-shirt no more.
Yeah, yeah.
It don't fit. But
yeah,
it was great. The only band experience I really wish I had had was the marching band. But because in seventh grade, I didn't do the marching band because I had, you know, soccer and I was still busy with schoolwork at the time.
Well, let's be clear too. Marching band at your school is a lot, a whole lot different.
Oh, yeah, it was a whole lot different because,
than,
you know, it's
than what I had.
It's a Christian school filled, in Elka, especially.
It Let's was just say Christian it. School. It's not black.
Nah. White folk. White folk. It's from the mountains of Caucasus. That is, they are everywhere.
So, marching band over there is a different experience altogether.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'll jump in on.
Go ahead.
What band means to me.
Yeah, way more experience than me anyway.
Yeah, quite a. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. So, my band journey started when I was 11 years old, sixth grade. Meadowview Elementary School in DeKalb County. And I already knew I wanted to play the trumpet because I saw Dizzy Gillespie.
Uh-huh.
You familiar with Dizzy Gillespie, right?
Yeah.
That's the guy with the cheeks.
Right.
And with the upright trumpet.
Yeah,
man. And he had like charisma out the wazoo, right? So Dizzy would get up, he's playing, he's singing all these little funny songs, and you know, he's playing his horn. I mean, sounds, plays better than anybody that I've heard, or as good as anybody that I've heard. Just a real signature sound. My favorite song was A Night in Tunisia. That's my favorite Dizzy Gillespie song.
Yeah, you played that song for me before.
Exactly. So that's my favorite song. So I wanted to do that, but of course you got to learn how to play. So when I get my horn and I start playing, I sound more like, I think one of my uncles described it as a moose.
Oh.
That's what.
He said you sound like a moose?
Yeah, yeah. I took my horn because I'm excited. I went to, because I had a cousin that played.
Uh-huh.
And I took my horn to my granddaddy's house. I'll never forget this. We get in, I go to playing, and I'm just playing whatever notes I learned that day. He's like, boy, you sound like a damn moose out there. So that was that. So sixth grade, seventh grade, that was still elementary school. So then when I get to junior high school, eighth and ninth grade, that's when it started getting serious because now I'm in a marching band.
Right.
First day of marching band practice, I went out there. We go from the junior high school to the high school, and I go in the door. The door, you turn to the left, there are like some seats right there. So I'm just going to go in and sit. The section leader at the time, Kenny Price, is a good friend of mine still. He come up to us and said, hey, man, this is my seat. Your seat way over there. He said as loud as he possibly could in front of the entire band. We're talking about 100-some-odd people in here. The whole band dances the whole night. Your seat is way
in front of the band dancers.
In front of the band.
Wow.
Man, everybody.
Kenny, so, did you wrong?
Did that. That's my first experience with band. We go out there. They have us exercising, doing all this stuff like crazy. Uh-huh. I cried my eyes out.
You did?
I went to my band director. I was like, yo, I'm not coming back. I do not like this, y'all. What are you doing? I cried my eyes out. My band director, James Sabers at the time, he'll tell you this exact same story. He always says, I remember your first day you cried.
Yeah.
So I didn't go back because you had a week of spring camp before you go to summer. I didn't go back no more that week.
Dang.
But I'm at home, and you know, the house, Granny's house, is right by the school.
Oh, yeah, it's right
so
there.
So all I hear is the band playing.
And you're like.
And it's loud. I'm just rocking in there. Like, I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
But then I had to get my guts up.
Right.
Went up there, did it, knocked it out. Ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. And I got good at my horn. Going to honor band just like you did. Mm-hmm. And I got so good when I got to senior high school, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. My band director, Mr. Ellis, Eddie Ellis, he would just send me out to the front and just go play the Star Spangled Banner. Like we'll be running
late. Yeah,
you
told me that. Yeah.
We'll be running late, not getting there because we like to do these grand entrances, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll come after the game start. But if it's, you know, each school gets turns to play the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
He'll just say, Jason, go out there. Just go play the Star Spangled Banner real quick. Send me out there. I go, wang, wang that thing. Just singing it. Making that thing sing. So from there, got my scholarship to go to Alabama A&M University. That was a blessing because I played my freshman year in the marching band. But then my sophomore year, I got drum major. And at that time, it was like a big deal because there was only one other person before me, Willie Lovejoy, who had been a drum major in his sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So that was a big deal. But that was great because we went from the SIAC to the SWAC and had loads of fun. So band for me is pretty significant because I still have close ties to the band program there. And, you know, I did, you know, of course, my heart of hearts, I would have wanted you to play your trumpet more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's where I come from. But, you know, my thing is you got to live your life. You got to have your experiences. And I want to give you the opportunity to have as much of an experience than you have because your life raising up is a lot different than mine.
Yes.
So it's all good, man. Yeah, one time for experiences out here. All right. So band stuff, man. And so, to everyone that's listening, man, if you hear something or if you want to hear us talk about some things, make sure you follow us on our Anchor page. We have, this podcast is brought to you, is hosted by a program called Anchor, and it's going to be broadcast on all of your favorite podcasting services, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the rest of them. But you can head over to Anchor, leave us a voice message, leave us any type of anything, any comments, anything that you want to hear from us, man, give us your support. We may add some type of fundraising thing there too.
That would be
because
nice.
The boy ain't never had no job before. He ain't never know. So no. This is kind of like a job for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you hear something that you like, you want to put a few coins in the young brother's pockets, man, please bless that brother. Because he broke. This is my broke best friend.
Wait.
Huh?
Wait. Why are you coming at my neck like this, bruh? Why is you coming at my neck like this?
Because, man, you expensive, dog.
Listen. I want everybody from this podcast to know. Right now, currently, I got $93 in the bank. All right? I got money. Okay?
JJ.
It may be from you.
JJ.
But I got money.
JJ.
I can buy some stuff for myself, you know, here and there.
Justin.
What's up?
Where'd the money come from?
I just said it came from you, but
JJ, did you earn or make any of that money through?
No, well, yes, kinda, because I got money for grades.
Survey says.
Oh, what you mean? Survey says that's a whole different show. See, no. Turn it around. This man says survey says that's Family Feud. You got the prices right. Come on, bro.
It's all good, man. It's all good. But we'll see about adding those components to the podcast, man. Because we appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Let's look at another topic. Let's see. Let's go to, you know what? Stop. Pause right there. Because I want us to, before we go to our next topic, I want you to get into the Snapple fact of the day.
Let's
get into the Snapple fact of the day, everybody. This Snapple fact is brought to you by JJ's love and adoration for the beverage called Snapple.
Snapple is one of the best out there, point blank, period. I love this. This is a drug.
This dude drinks Snapple. And it is crazy to watch him because, you know, he has a young stomach. And the older brothers out here, y'all know what I'm talking about. We can't just be drinking everything like that. He got a young stomach. So he just be downing them. Yeah. But each bottle comes with a fact. And he reads these facts to my wife and I, his mom. And we just have a little quick discussion. So here's today's Snapple fact of the day. Hit it.
Real fact number 395. It is impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. The reason is the pressure from your nose when you sneeze, because when you sneeze at hundreds of miles per hour.
Okay.
So the pressure is so great that if you did leave your eyes open when you sneeze, they would most likely fall out.
They would do what?
They would fall out. They would go and go right out of your eye socket.
No, sir.
Which is why we instinctively close our eyes so that does not happen.
Guys, I don't know what to say, man. One time for the Snapple fact of the day.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. And that fact is brought to you by... we don't have any sponsors.
We don't have any sponsors.
We'll get to that.
Hopefully, one day, we'll be sponsored by Snapple.
And you know what? We'll be a good sponsor.
What's a good sponsor?
The Yono Clip.
Oh, it so with Bob is.
Bob Mackie and Dr. and Michael Green. We'll get to that later. We'll get to Bob on here, man. Friend of the show. So, let's get into another topic, man. One that's close to your heart. And this, I think we can have a lot of fun with this.
Okay.
Games. Oh. Video games.
Yes, sir.
Now, video games mean one thing to me, but they mean an entirely different thing.
Yes.
To this young brother sitting across.
Video games have allowed me to meet some of my best friends. Hell, one of my very first PlayStation friends, the very first one.
Yeah.
Back in like 2015, I was playing Destiny 1.
Yeah.
I meet this guy, his name was Arctic Angel 101. I'm like, hey, this guy pretty cool. Turns out, he got the same name as me. And he lived not like 10 minutes away from me.
Who knew?
It's crazy how many people you can meet. I got friends from Canada. I got friends from England.
And what's crazy is like, is it like an app you're talking to him to, or are you actually calling him?
No, it's on the PlayStation.
Oh, it's on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And so he's like having these full conversations with these kids on the PlayStation. And what's interesting about that to me is that I remember, like, I was born in 78, right? So I've really, literally watched video games be created from its inception. Like, the first video game I remember, the first one I had was the Atari.
You had the Atari?
Yeah. My brother had it. Your Uncle Booney had it.
Really?
Yes. We had an Atari. And the guy across the street from us, Leroy, I think he had a ColecoVision.
No way.
Yeah. So,
see, now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a genuine reaction because he has never told me this
before. No, that's right. I remember we had an Atari. So that's the first game I remember ever playing. I was a little kid now.
So did you play E.T.?
I remember E.T.
Oh, my God. You played the worst
game ever. I remember Indiana Jones. Yes. I remember Indiana Jones. I remember the table tennis.
Oh, yeah. The Pong.
Yeah. I remember those games. And then we got up into the Nintendo. The first Mario Brothers that just changed everything. Now that I look back, you can start to see how, you know, your friendships and your interaction with people changed through those games. Mm-hmm. Because before that, it's just go outside, play football, play baseball,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Race, play hide and go seek. You go to the candy lady. That's all we did. We outside all day long. Matter of fact, our parents used to say stuff like, well, if you come back in again, you got to stay in. Right. And so we'll just go. And
y'all
we
used to say that back. To me too.
We're right. Like, we wouldn't come back.
Nope. You go out, streetlights come on. All right.
That's when you know when it's time to come home and you running.
Oh, man.
Because back then, it was always a village. So when that street light hit, everybody coming out and they yelling your name and telling you to come home. It don't matter how far up the street you are. You're going to hear somebody. Is that? I got to go, y'all.
I got to go. I'm out. Nobody.
But video games, man. And so from Nintendo, when I got to college, that's when the PlayStation started to hit. And I remember one of my boys had that first Sega with the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It was crazy. But like now that video games are so social, I didn't really get into it that much. Mm-hmm. For one, because folks was just really too good. They had too much time invested in doggone video games. I just saw it as a hobby.
Right.
I didn't see it as a
lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle. A job. That's well said. That's a perfect word. Yeah. I didn't see it as a lifestyle. I always saw it as a hobby.
Yeah.
But once I passed down the Polo Bear J, which is the greatest handle on the planet. But once I passed it down to you, you just took it
and went with it
and ran with it, man. And so now you got that thing going. So tell me about what video games mean to you, good sir.
Okay, well, I have to start out with where I started in video games.
Before you say that, uh-huh. You have to understand, people who are listening, he's wearing a gaming headset.
Oh, yes.
Right now. That's how
these are Astros, Astro A10s. They were $64, and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so where I started in video games.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So where I started in video games, I basically grew up kind of around video games because at the time you had the PlayStation 2.
Right.
And I would play that from time to time. I got the original DS. I think I had a Game Boy at one point.
Did we? I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know why I remember playing on a Game Boy at one point, but it's whatever. But what I do remember is having a DS. Me and my sister Maria.
Yeah.
Having a DS, and
and all those trips to her cheerleading competition. That was,
yes. Those trips were like I don't think I would have survived without that DS. It really changed.
Oh, I can guarantee it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It really changed like my perspective on what video games were.
Yeah.
And like you know, we went from the DS to the DSi to DSi XL, and then to the 3DS, and like all these different consoles in between. It was crazy. So we started out with the DS.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister had one. We went to the DSi. I got that. I remember I got the DSi XL
mm-hmm.
for my, I think it was for either for Christmas or for my birthday.
One birthday.
And it was a special edition. And it had our Mario RPG game on. Played the hell out of that game.
Bro, we are just listening to you run down all these gaming systems. We done spent a lot of money.
You have.
On you, man. We got to get this return back.
whoa, wait.
Go ahead. Keep going, man. Keep going.
Yeah. And me and my sister, we got the Wii. I remember that.
The Wii, yeah.
We got the Wii. We had Wii Sports on there.
So, wait. We got to talk about Mario Kart.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I got to tell you the story about Mario Kart on the Wii and how JJ ruined. This might have been a turning point where I was like, you know what? I ain't playing these video games. No, I'm going to tell you the story real quick, man. So, we got the Wii, right? And we got Mario Kart. And you remember when the Mario Kart came out on the Wii, it had like the little steering wheel. Mm-hmm. It had all this stuff. I was on it because you could drift. You could do all this fun stuff with it, man. It was the bomb. And so I'm like, look, I'm going to get on here. I'm going to get all the players. I'm going to get all the boards.
Yep.
I'm going to get, you know, they had a, because once you get all the boards and they start doing them in reverse, they turn them upside down.
Yeah.
Ridiculous stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I done did all this. JJ's like, can I play? I'm like, yeah, you can play. We're going to set you up your own little account. And play your stuff. Yeah. Don't mess with my stuff.
Right.
You play your stuff. Again, don't mess with my stuff.
Right.
You play your stuff. JJ's still young. He's still pretty young at this point.
I'm still young. So I'm still like kind of doing young, dumb stuff.
Oh, boy. Because JJ was adamant about playing on the fun boards, you know, the rainbow board, the gold board, all these different boards. You want to go through the little dungeon and all this stuff.
Rainbow Road.
JJ gets to playing and, you know, he was having fun or whatever. I go to bed. I wake up one morning. You know, everybody's still asleep. So let me, you know, play a couple of races. It's fun. It's, you know, just so I can get some more stuff. Mm-hmm. I go to cut on the Wii. Cut it on. Go to Mario Kart. I go to open up my little account on Mario Kart. And it's gone.
Okay.
Wait. We gotta let that marinate in that space. Justin had erased my entire progress. And I had every board. I had every racer. I had everything. And it was gone. When I say gone, it was gone.
So, I'm just going to speak my part. Yes.
So, let me tell you how I was feeling. I was like,
like the cupcake sound. Go ahead.
I had to stop. You know, I'm feeling a certain way.
Right.
But I was like, look, man, he's a kid. This is a video game. Again, it's a hobby for me.
Right.
It's not a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to be getting upset with my son over a video game. That's how I had to feel. But I was not happy.
You were not.
I was not happy.
You were not.
Go ahead, brother.
So here's what happened. And I remember this vividly because I was so afraid. I was playing on my account. And I had gotten done playing. And I go back. I'm about to exit out. And I look and I see he has all these trophies and whatnot. And I was like, you know, let me at least look at it.
I forgot about the trophies, right?
Right, right. Yeah, all these gold trophies on everything. Right. He completed all the tracks. I was like, let me just go look at it. So I go look at it. He got all this stuff. I play on it for a little bit. And I was like, okay, I'm done now. So I go back to the screen. And on the start screen, it has a little driver's license, basically. Yeah. With all your accolades. That's right, And I go to it. And I don't remember how I deleted it. I just remember I did, and it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah.
And when it happened, I was like, oh, no. What did I just do? Like, it happened, and I went upstairs to go tell you, but then I remembered he's asleep.
Yeah.
So I basically had to go to bed fearing for my life because I knew you were going to wake up, find that, and then come straight to me. So I didn't know what you were going to do, but I knew it was not going to be good because I know how long it can take to make all that, get all that.
Yeah,
and it can take a month. Take a while.
I thought about it, man. I was like, oh, man, there's no way that I can get that back again. And I don't really want to. So, you know, I just had to let it go. But now, JJ, now we're up here, 2021, and you are rolling. So what are some of your favorite games that you're playing right now?
Right now, I am currently playing Destiny 2.
Destiny 2.
Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla. Hala.
Yes. Rocket League, which is right now my favorite game.
Explain Rocket League in 2 seconds.
So if I explain Rocket League as simply as I can, it won't do it justice. So like
I can do it.
Go ahead.
It's like remote control cars playing soccer.
Yes. Well, remote control cars that can fly with playing soccer.
It gets more complicated after that, but at the core.
Now, if I go in depth and explain it, it becomes the most complicated thing in the world. Right. So let me just try to hit in the middle.
Okay.
Rocket League is a game where you control a car that is rocket powered, basically.
Okay.
So you can boost to go forward, and then you can use that boost to jump and fly in the air. You're literally just playing soccer without, you know, penalties and whatnot. Right.
You just
kind of hitting the ball, and you're hoping it goes in the net.
It's now, a pretty simple game.
It's a very simple
game. But it's once you get into it, it makes it more fun.
The game itself is very simple. However, there are a lot of different mechanics that can take you to the next level. For example, I've shown you this.
This kid is a brain. He's a brain. Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
I've shown you this before. There is actually an esports Rocket League competition.
Like they play it at colleges and stuff like
there,
that.
Yeah, there are three leagues. There's the RLCS, which is the main league, so that's where you get all your money. There's the RLRS.
Listen to this kid, guys. Listen to him. Go ahead.
Y'all let me speak?
Yeah, but let's speak.
Okay. There's the RLRS, which is basically think the Premier League and the Champions League.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
And then there's a CRL, which is Collegiate Rocket League, where you can play in college. And actually, there are some colleges that offer esports scholarships.
Mm.
Where you can imagine getting a free ride to play video games.
Speaking of which, we know of one, HBCU, because I'm a product of HBCU. Our family, for the most part, is product of HBCU. I am my wife's sister, my mother-in-law, all products, my sister-in-law. Nicole, were all products of HBCUs. And Mars Brown has an esports major right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So one time for Mars Brown. Shout out to Dr. Kevin James with the Hard Reset, getting Mars Brown back into accreditation, not accreditate, they're not all the way accredited, but they are on the candidacy, accreditation candidacy, which means that very soon, within a year or so, they will be back fully accredited, which means that they can get back to getting their state funding and the school will blow up. So shouts out to him. Sorry to break away from that.
No, you're good. You're good.
Shout out. But all right. So Brawlhalla, Rocket League, Destiny 2, what else?
Apex Legends, which is Apex Legends.
Okay.
It's a battle royale game. It's probably one of the only ones that I really play like, okay, a lot. As for their single player games, I'd play Borderlands. I've played the Spider-Man PS4 game.
Oh, yeah.
The PS4 Spider-Man game. Yeah. I played Star Wars Fallen Order.
That was dope.
That was way too good. And also way too hard.
I believe it.
And I played Doom Eternal. Now.
Doom Eternal. Oh, my goodness.
I have shown my father what Doom is.
It's a ridiculous game.
And if you want to know what Doom is basically, you're this guy. And there, you're on Mars. You start on Mars, basically. And the forces of hell have invaded Mars because the human race have tried to use hell's argent energy to do stuff, basically.
JJ, these are the stories that they tell inside the game?
Inside the game.
Have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So let's... Doom Eternal is that game, because you hear the premise, mm-hmm, right?
You're killing demons in the most brutal ways possible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they go all the way in. They're pulling out chainsaws.
The special thing about Doom is the glory kills. The glory kills is where you get all of your gore. Matter of fact, in Doom Eternal, let me actually go back to Doom 2016.
Yeah.
Doom 2016, there is a glory kill where you go up to a demon, you sweep its legs, and you punch the demon down to the ground so hard that when it hits the ground, it explodes into a million body parts. Now let's move to Doom Eternal.
Have mercy.
There is another glory kill,
yeah,
where you take a demon's arm, you break it, you take that same arm and you shove it through their skull.
Nope.
Yep.
Listen, man. These games, we just let them have it.
Yeah.
We just let them have it. So
safe
that's good.
To say that it's very good for my rage.
Some of the games that I remember, especially when I was younger, I remember playing like Castlevania, Mike Tyson Knockout.
Punch out.
Yeah. I remember Double Dribble. That used to be the game. That basketball.
Double dribble. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Because what I used to like to do is, you know, you dribble. And they didn't have, you couldn't dunk. They had these dunk sequences.
Yeah.
So you try to jump as far away as you could to get close enough to start the sequence.
Right.
Oh, man, we trying to jump for the free throw line. We come from the side. And you can just move the dude around. Crazy fun, man. I remember Duck Hunt because I remember I had the game.
Mm-hmm.
The little gun for the Duck Hunt. Just stuff like that, man. Just real nostalgic. But again, it's fun. It's a fun way to waste some time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But we still got work to do.
Right.
And I know coming up here soon, JJ, you have a decision to make.
I do.
A very big decision that's going to point you in a certain direction in the trajectory of your life. Do you want to get into that? We won't get into it because we're going to do it. We're going to dedicate an entire episode to it.
Right.
JJ is going to essentially have a signing day. We're going to do it on the podcast, and we're going to look at the schools that he's been accepted to, and JJ's going to make a decision. We have it whittled down to two, and we're going to let JJ, you know, make his announcement.
Right. It's going to be very exciting.
And we're also going to have some interviews coming up. First and foremost, we're going to have our good friend, Mr. Bob Mackey. He and Michael Green have created a product called the Yono Clip. And the Yono Clip is a spectacular product. I have one right here, but you can't see me right now. Really?
Wow.
So the show also features our dog, Sebastian.
Yes, he is currently on 11 right now.
He's a white and black spotted Shih Tzu, and he drives us out the Shih Tzu. I can tell you that.
Yes.
this little kid is crazy. But he created the Yono Clip. The Yono Clip is a really practical, compact product that won a Shark Tank pitching deal. Contest deal on Shark Tank from Damon John, of all people, mm-hmm. which is dope. And how it works is you take it out. It has a suction cup on the bottom. You can stick it to any non-porous surface, pull the clip to give it some extra suction, and it will hold up to 50. Well, they say it holds up to 15 pounds, but this thing can easily hold 20 or 30.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's up to 15 pounds, it'll hold that there all day, and it won't move at all.
And even better, it won't leave a mark where the suction was.
Right.
So you don't, like, if you put it on, like, a wall, it won't, like,
leave a circle.
Leave a circle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, and a good thing about this is that, you know, Bob created this product off of an idea. So just to, we're going to have him come in and just talk about how this, you know, supreme alchemy of bringing your thoughts to life, because he does this in a lot of different ways, and getting that brother in here, you know, to talk about that's going to be spectacular. He'll be coming up. And there are some other folks too, JJ, who I want to bring up here.
Okay. Ooh.
So we'll start a little list. And I'm going to reach out to these folks. These folks don't know that I'm going to reach out to them. I'm just trying to put it out there.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? So if they hear it, they can grab onto it and come on through. So I have to invite Mr. Dan Flores, number one.
Yes.
We got to get Mr. Dan.
We got to get him in here. Talk about art.
That's it. Talk about the art and the art life. That's what he's all about. I'm going to reach out to my good friend and high school classmate, Mr. Onaje Henderson. Mm-hmm. You remember we went to the Zuko Art Gallery, which is downtown, right in walking distance from the Mercedes Dome. It's a black-owned art gallery that's right downtown.
And the art in there is really nice.
It's all black people. And so he, his brother, and his father own this art gallery. And they curate all the art there, and they do the art tastings where they used to before COVID.
Right.
But I want to get him on the show to discuss how he got to that point and share some of his story. So next, I want to bring in LaVon Lewis. LaVon Lewis, you know our book, Going Global.
Mm-hmm.
LaVon Lewis is the brother who did all of the art and helped us put that book together.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a marketing mind. I would say genius, because he's been doing this for a long time at a very high level.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dope brother, but he is a classmate of ours. He went to Alabama A&M. He marched in the band with me, and he has an outstanding story also. So we want to get him on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to reach out to Mike and Doretha White. Now, this is a husband and wife combo team, right? And they have the Dream Big company. Right. So they were doing Dream Big college tours for students, and now they have Dream Big trailers. And now Doretha White is doing the Quarantine Queens. Mm-hmm. And just they have all these entrepreneurial gifts and things that they have going that, oh, man, spectacular. But getting them in these seats.
Right.
To do it. So a couple other people that may be a little harder to get in, but we're going to try anyway. Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard?
You know that name.
I think I do.
American Idol.
How are we going to get Ruben Studdard in here?
Well, because Ruben Studdard went to Alabama A&M.
Oh.
He's a classmate of ours. So we're going to reach out to him.
Yeah, we're going
to
get him
in here.
See if
we can get him in here. Next, we have Kelvin Wooten.
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin Wooten is a big-time producer.
Yes, he is.
Also,
Went to Alabama A&M.
That's it. We're going to reach out to Corey Denard, a.k.a. Mr. Hanky. I'm living my best life.
Oh, he produced that song.
He produced that track. Now, he went to Southern University, but he did go to McNair High School, came out in 98. I came out in 96. We both played trumpet. That's my
there
man. He's been known him for a long time, so we're going to reach out to him. I want to reach out to my good brother, Black Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
You remember him?
I do.
Black Bill Gates. He's deep in the hip hop scene in Atlanta. He's helped folks like Young Jeezy and 2 Chainz get their careers off the ground back when the mixtape thing was going real big. Man, we'll try to get Bill Gates in here, but he's a graduate of
Alabama A&M.
No, he's not. He's a graduate of McNair High School.
Oh.
We go way back.
Yeah, way back.
And other folks I want to get in here, artists like Shaniqua Gay, Melissa Mitchell, and entrepreneur Shakina Farr. And I also want to reach out to your homeboy, Josh.
Joshua Anthony.
Tell me a little bit about Josh, man.
So Joshua Anthony is an aspiring politician. He is a hard worker. He is an amazing speaker. He just had a speech at a church, I think, yesterday. I forgot the name of the church, but it was a very big church. He spoke on Black Lives Matter. This guy, I'm telling you, when I first met him, my first thought was, he's really cool. And then he told me his passion. Mm. His passion is to become the president of the United States one day. And usually, when you hear someone say that, you're like, oh, okay, but they're not really serious about it.
Right.
Nah. He is extremely serious about this. Yeah. He has a job at the Capitol for Georgia. He's been working there since the beginning of this year.
As a page, right?
Yeah, as a page. Mm-hmm. He's met some very high people in politics for our state.
Yeah, because we don't want to say too much. We want to make sure we reach out to him and get him back on the show. Yeah.
If you want to follow him, I'll go ahead and plug his Instagram. His Instagram is I am Joshua Anthony. No spaces, no caps. He is a great person. In fact, we actually got to meet Stacey Abrams.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So one of the guys he works for knows Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
So Stacey Abrams is holding this little rally. It wasn't like a rally. It was like a meet and greet or something like that. But she came. She spoke to us. It was a very great speech. And Josh was invited there. And he got to bring a friend. And so he brought me.
That's dope.
And I got to meet Stacey Abrams. And I got to say, she's an amazing person.
Absolutely.
She's really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So that's dope. And if you are listening, you know, the one thing that we want to make sure that we do is not...
If you did hear that, that would be my mother, a.k.a. his wife.
That's funny. Because she's down there in a Zoom meeting having a blast, apparently.
Yes.
But the one thing we want to do, we want to make sure that we share as much love with other folks as we share with one another.
Right.
You know, Justin's my man. This is my guy. I want to make sure that he has everything that he needs. But, you know, he has a network of people that he's spreading the love that I have for him to them. And just like I have a network of people, just like all the folks that I've named, I'm connected to in some type of way. I've known them, you know, I've met them in some type of way. And I want to introduce them to you. Before we went overseas, we would have tattoo parties over at the house. You know about these.
Man, I love them tattoo parties.
Tattoo parties were dope. Dan would come over. Dan and Wayman. We got to get Wayman on the show. Got to get him on the show. But they would come over and they would basically be here 8 hours, 9 hours, just tattooing people. People would be coming in and, you know, getting their little sessions for an hour. Right. And we'll just be hosting and having a big party all day long. Go ahead, man.
Here's the thing. When they had the first tattoo party, a bunch of people came. It was like, 1 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
When people started coming.
Yeah.
The house was not clear of people until like midnight.
Yeah, it's like an all day thing.
They were just there having a blast. I was in my playroom downstairs with the kids of everybody just chilling. Because I still had my PS4, so we were playing on the PS4. Just minding our business and letting y'all go at it.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. I got to see some more people.
Yeah.
So,
the interesting thing about those tattoo parties were they were tattoo parties up front, but what they ended up being were networking opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, we help folks build businesses and start their businesses and just have deep conversations and just doing some really adult things with folks who we trusted.
Right.
And that's what this show is going to be about. We want to show you how much we trust each other and show and introduce the people who we trust to you. And that's what it's all about, man. It's all about love. We are father and son duo. This is the Jason and Justin show. Yes, JJ, sir. I love you, man.
I love you too, Dad.
Hey, man, I love your ass like crazy, bye.
Also, since you mentioned some people that you want to bring on the show, I think I should also mention some people.
Let's write these down, man. I'm going to take some notes. Come on.
So, of course, I want to bring in my beloved sister, Maria.
Oh, Palmer. Maria. Wait, I would minute. Love I to feel have bad now because how can I not put my
daughter? Wait, you're about to feel even worse. I would like to also bring on my brother, Jaden Grow.
Jaden.
We got to talk about his animation career. Absolutely. And how far he's gone.
Come on.
I want to bring on my little cousin, Lemire.
Lemire.
Talk to him.
Shady Grady.
I would also love to bring on my best friend since 3 years old.
Come on.
Since I first got here in the neighborhood where we are. LaDonje.
Definitely
got to get him on here. Matter of fact, we can get his whole family on here.
Right.
I would also like to bring on your brother. My uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Booney. To add that other element.
And you know, and just introduce them to you. Even if it's not, you know, a Q&A session.
Right.
Just have them in here to just join in discussions with us.
Just to talk about different topics.
That's it.
That we can really go far with.
We give them a mic and we let them have it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Go at it.
So guys, thank you again. Oh, let me give you a bit of motivation for today, because that's the other part that we want to have. We have the Snapple fact. Mm-hmm. I want to give you a small bit of motivation for today. It's not hard. Whatever it is that you choose to do, just understand that you're right. So when you make your choice, make sure that you make the choice that you want to fight for. Because whatever it is that you choose to do is going to be the right thing.
Right.
Right. So when you make your choice, make sure that it's something that you're willing to fight for. Fight for that choice. Choose whatever. But whatever you choose, make sure you're ready to fight for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's clap that up.
Come on.
Let's clap that up.
Yeah. So remember, you can find us. You can find us, Mr.JJ.Amari.
Yeah.
Incomparable.JE. Mm-hmm. And several other places. But we'll just start there. And we're going to go ahead and start the Jason and Justin Show Instagram account.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
All right, get that started. You can find us there, man. But thank you guys for tuning in. This has been spectacular.
It's been great.
This is the easiest job I've ever done in my life.
Just talking? Man, just that all the time. Right.
This every day. So we'll be back to do some more. They're going to get better as they go. Signing off, I'm Jason.
I am Justin.
And I want y'all to have a good night. Y'all peace take out. It easy. Yeah. Ha 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 ha.